The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's rare that we get kind of exciting breaking news on this program. That's not our goal. But yesterday, I heard from our friend Phelim McAleer and his bride, Anne McElhenney. They're Irish, you understand. They have been on this program many times. They are behind numerous important things, most recently filming something called My Son Hunter, which is the story of Hunter Biden and the laptop. And we have Phelim in the studio in New York. Phelim, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. Always glad to be on your show.
You and Anne are genuine journalists, and you've done many things. You did the film about Gosnell. Before we get into the, if I may say, shocking story of what happened to you recently in Serbia, Huntergate.
Serbia Gate.
Or Gate. If you're Irish, it's Gate. See, I knew it.
That took about a minute. Yeah. That took about a minute before
well,
he
but
makes
I mean,
fun
we
of
don't
my accent.
Say,
okay, I want, for the record, I want everyone to go back through the previous interviews with Eric Metaxas. On every occasion.
I can't help it.
He has made fun of my
I'm not making
accent.
Fun. It's an homage. It's no, honestly, I love the way you talk, and so you think I'm mocking you, but I do think that it's my love language, so stop it. But
destroy the village to save the village.
The film is My Son Hunter, and something just happened to you and to Anne, and Anne emailed me about it, and it was shocking.
It is.
So before we say what that is, just tell my audience why you're in New York for Gosnell, and tell us then what happened.
I mean, I don't think I'm easily shocked. I mean, you know, I've been to New Jersey. You know, I've seen a few things. I'm staying there at the moment. But this has genuinely shocked me. I've covered the Troubles. We infiltrated baby-selling rings in Indonesia. People are in prison because of our journalism. I've got punched more times than I've had hot dinners. I covered the Troubles in Northern Ireland. This is one of the most shocking things that's ever happened to me. I've covered the Gosnell trial. So when we were in Serbia filming the My Son Hunter movie, three guys arrived, and one of them was called Kevin Morris.
Okay, now this is where it gets creepy and scary, and this is true. But before you share that, for those people listening who are not familiar with the film that you and Anne are making, tell us what is this film, because you've been on the show, but not everybody listens to the show every day. My Son Hunter is the film.
It's about Hunter Biden's dodgy dealings. I say it's part Austin Powers, part John le Carré, part House of Cards. It's about Hunter Biden's dodgy dealings. It's about Joe Biden's dodgy dealings. It's a absurdist romp through Hunter Biden's drug-addled past and possibly present.
And it's true.
It's true. I mean, the best source of it for a lot of it is Hunter Biden's autobiography, where he talks about, I mean, this is a guy who says, I had to leave the board meeting of Burisma every 20 minutes to take a crack hit, you know, to get some crack in my system. This guy was getting paid $83,000 a month by Burisma for 4 years. Like, he was paid millions of dollars. He was part of a $1.2 billion fund that was part owned by the Chinese government. He was getting money from the former mayor of Moscow's ex-wife, $3.5 million. Money was just flowing in from these foreign sources, and he has emails. Joe Biden is cut in for 10%. Joe Biden is cut in for 50%. This is these are facts. So anyway, but you know, that's the facts.
Well, not anyway. I want to be very clear. So in case anybody's driving and they're half listening, this is true.
Yes.
And Phelim and Ann are journalists.
Yeah.
And they're making a film about this.
A movie.
And it, I'm sorry. Whatever the difference
the
is
Irish
between
guys
a film and a movie.
Guys.
Stop it.
This is what happens when you let Irish people into the room.
But my question is, you're making a movie. Okay. But the point is, it's true. Mm-hmm. And it's about the biggest story there is. We're
yes.
talking about corruption in the White House, corruption at the highest level
yep.
with our foreign enemies.
Yep.
Everyone ought to be clamoring
yep.
to cover this. And as we know, it's crickets.
Yep.
That's how you know we're living in truly mad times. But by the grace of God, you and Anne are covering this. You've been covering this. And you are making a movie about it. So now you're filming this movie.
Yes, and it's a, you know, it's a work, it's a movie in the sense that we have Lawrence Fox, the British actor, is playing Hunter. John James is playing Joe Biden. You know, Gina Carano is in it. So it's this is a, you know, an absurdist movie for an absurd situation. And so next thing, I get word that there's a documentary film crew in town. And they want to come on set to make, you know, as part of their documentary.
Okay, now, you're in Serbia.
I'm in Serbia.
Now, when was this last week?
This was beginning of November last year.
Oh, okay. So this, while you're filming this in November in Serbia, and
in
the reason,
Serbia.
Of course, you're filming it in Serbia is because you get tax credits. A lot of these places are trying to...
Well, yeah, there's always that. But, I mean... Serbia doubles as the Ukraine. Serbia is Eastern Europe, but doubled. Hunter Biden did a lot of his dodgy dealings
okay,
in Ukraine.
So that's one of the reasons.
And, you know, there's a lot of beautiful women in Serbia. There's a lot of strip bars in Serbia, and you can't make a movie about Hunter Biden without beautiful women in strip bars, you know.
You know, I have tried, and you're right. I haven't been able to make a movie without those elements.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the reason you're here today, Phelim, is you and Anne have been in New York with a play, because
yeah.
of course now we're in May 2022, but a story just broke. Anne
yeah.
sent me the email and she said, you've got to have Phelim on to talk about it. So what you're talking about took place in November.
Yep.
You're filming this film and somebody comes claiming to want to make a documentary.
About Hunter Biden. And his name was Kevin Morris. He's an Uber Hollywood lawyer. They flew in a private jet. He's part of the South Park team, the cartoon, the adult cartoon, the Book of Mormon. They do that. They've just signed a $900 million streaming deal. He said they were going to expand their content and they're now making documentaries. And they wanted to come on set and film the set and do interviews with me and do interviews with the actors, which they did. And we give them unprecedented access. Fast forward.
To promote the film, of course.
To promote the film. I mean, by the way, I'm pretty open anyway. Fast forward, I opened the newspaper, as they say, the other morning, and it turns out Kevin Morris is not a retired lawyer. He's a very active lawyer. He's representing Hunter Biden. His job is to craft legal and media strategies for Hunter Biden. Part of that job and part of the thing he wants to do is discredit people who are spreading smears about Hunter Biden. Discredit.
I think you mean spreading the truth.
Exactly. I was using smears,
air quotes. Yeah, he wants to make the truth sound like mere smears. And so he literally flew across the Atlantic Ocean to Serbia in a private jet on whose dime, I don't know.
Yeah, good question.
In order to get this information from you, mm-hmm. misrepresenting who he was.
Yes, totally. And, you know, that's an ethical breach for a lawyer, without a doubt. Not saying who.
Even for a lawyer,
yes.
And we know.
Yes.
They're not averse to ethical breaches, but in this case, a clear ethical breach.
There was someone infiltrated the set of Maisa Hunter under false pretenses. Now, apparently, maybe he is making a documentary, but he's also representing, and his firm admitted to CBS News that he is representing Hunter Biden, and he is crafting a legal and media strategy for Hunter Biden. And part of that seems to be go and misrepresent yourself or misrepresent yourself by omission and infiltrate our set. Interview me for 3 or 4 hours. I assume if you stitch something together, there'll be something embarrassing coming out that I said or one of the actors, you know. And
well,
it's like,
okay, but the headline here is that Hunter Biden's lawyer
mm-hmm. –
extremely wealthy, extremely well paid,
yep.
big deal, flies on a private jet to Serbia
yeah.
from L.A.
With two associates.
With two associates. And comes onto the set, interviews you under false pretenses. And obviously now we know why he did this, because his client, Hunter Biden, is in very, 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 very big trouble. And you are doing your best to get the word out about the truth.
Yep.
And they are taking some very drastic measures. We're going to be right back talking to Phelim McAleer. My Son Hunter is the film. We'll be right back. The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. An unprecedented leak from the Supreme Court indicates that Roe v. Wade is on the brink of being overturned. During this critical time, a new movie is about to be released. The award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life will be in theaters nationwide for two nights only, May 16th and 17th. If you care about protecting the unborn, this is a movie you'll not want to miss. Go to Fathom Events. .com now to reserve your tickets for a theater near you for May 16th or May 17th and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life. That's Fathom, F-A-T-H-O-M, events.com, fathomevents.com. There is a battle, folks. It's taking place in America. Whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you need to see this film. The Matter of Life is the film, May 16th and May 17th. Go to fathomevents.com right now, fathomevents.com. In November of 2020, the Democrats were up to no good. They were planning to pull off the greatest scheme of election fraud in history. They didn't think we would catch them, but we did. Find out what they did and how they did it in the new documentary film called 2000 Mules, directed and narrated by renowned filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and executive produced by Salem Media Group. With research from truthevote.org, 2000 Mules tells the story of the ones who tried to hijack a presidential election. You'll see the actual video surveillance tapes. You'll see how we tracked their cell phones to box after box as they got paid to carry out this illegal scheme. Watch the movie and decide for yourself. Attend a limited release premiere of 2000 Mules in advance on May 2nd or May 4th. To see the movie in the theater, you must buy tickets in advance at 2000mules.com. Tickets are not available at local theaters. You can also attend a virtual premiere on May 7th, including a Q&A with Dinesh D'Souza. Buy tickets for the virtual premiere at 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules.com. Folks, welcome back. Talking to Phelim McAleer. Phelim is an Irish name. We don't have a lot of Phelims in America, so no. I just want to be clear to my audience.
Uh-huh.
It's not your audio. He's Irish. Phelim McAleer. The film...
Oh, go on. Make fun of my accent again. Eric, it wouldn't be a segment about me. It wouldn't be a segment about me without making fun of my accent.
Now, listen.
This is cultural something.
I know. It's appropriation. My Son Hunter is the film that you and Anne have been making.
Yeah.
It is a true story.
Yep.
It doesn't make it...
A true crime story.
It doesn't make it any less bizarre, crazy, entertaining, but it's true.
Yeah.
And it's horrific.
Yeah.
And it's starring Lawrence Fox. Now, Lawrence Fox of the famous Fox family of actors in England, big deal. He ran for the mayor of London. Gina Carano, another famous actress, canceled just as Lawrence Fox was canceled. So you're hiring these canceled talents and you're making a film. And again, this was in November of last year. And it just came out that the man who came to interview you misrepresented himself on the set in Serbia. Turns out we now know this was one of the very well-paid lawyers for Hunter Biden.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, he completely, I'm just looking at what CBS News reported. CBS also reported that according to Hunter Biden's criminal attorney, Christopher Clark, Kevin Morris is serving as an attorney and trusted advisor to Hunter Biden. That information was kept from us. When we allowed him to roam our
set. And why? Because obviously, if you knew that this guy is working for Hunter Biden, you certainly would have not granted him access to the
set. Well, by the way, I might have, you know. But, I don't know. Probably not, actually.
Well, you know he's there to do you and the project harm. There's no question about
it. I have nothing to hide, right? But, you know, he's going to go in. He's gone in there to try and get me saying something inappropriate, or to get someone on the set saying something inappropriate, or to have the, to have somebody using bad language or intemperate comments, you know. And it's like, it's a bit pathetic, really, actually. You know, this is a man, this is a lawyer, and this is what he's at. This is the level. Rather than fighting facts.
No, but isn't that the point? I mean, this is the point. This is why you're on this program now, is because what do we learn from this kind of behavior? They don't have the facts on their side. The facts are marshaled against them.
Yes.
And so they have to do what you do if you have no ethics and you want to win. You go on a fishing expedition to come up with anything you can possibly come up with to string something together to put enough doubt in the mind of the jury.
It's funny. That's what CBS is saying, that he's going on. He wants to spread a narrative, and they're saying that questioning even the chain of custody of the laptop, questioning where the laptop came from, how it was disseminated, and he was asking me a lot of questions about that, right? And who my sources were, what information we were using in the movie. He was asking me what did I know about how the laptop came to be to emerge and all that. And it's like, you know, that's the most journalized piece of information. Everyone know. I mean, funny, it's not because the media tried to ignore it, but people have been very obvious and open about where it came from. And it's a sign of the desperation of the Hunter Biden side that they're even at this.
Again, we have to say we're talking about levels of corruption. And again, folks, it really doesn't matter where you are politically. The idea is that we hope you're against corruption and you are for truth. So we can, if we can agree on that, we can have a conversation. And the behavior of the Bidens, you know, you can find many, many people who are lifelong Democrats who know that a career politician like Joe Biden has made grotesque compromises. He's done things over the years. It really is very, very ugly. And now that he's in the White House and that his son Hunter has, I mean, you won't remember this, but in the 70s, Jimmy Carter, the president, had a brother, Billy Carter.
That's right.
And Billy Carter was, kind of like an embarrassment because he might say things to the press and so on and so forth. So it became a funny thing. But when you compare that to what is happening here, now we have a man in the White House whose son is not just involved in criminal dealings, but just it's about as sordid as it can possibly get.
Yeah.
And most of this stuff is on the laptop, and the media has done everything to squelch this information.
Yeah, and you know, our movie is not making fun of Hunter Biden because he's an addict, but it is part of his story. And, and Kevin Morris was, very, very smart, talked about his addictions too. Kevin is an addict, he told me. And, or was an addict or whatever the phrase is. But who knows? Maybe he wasn't. Maybe that was just part of the, because we had this conversation about addictions and what is addiction, because it's a very funny thing. And I think there hasn't been enough research done on what is, how are some people addicts and some other people aren't, or not. So we had this, deeply philosophical conversation about addiction, and he talked about his own addictions. And then I'm thinking, was any of it true? Was everything he's saying?
It's possible that every word he uttered was a lie, including and the.
What a way to live a life, though.
Well, I want people to know your credentials as well, that you and Anne covered the Gosnell story, one of the most grisly horror stories in modern American life of this man, Kermit Gosnell, who murdered more babies than, the details are what's so grotesque.
Yeah.
And it's why actually you're in New York. Tell us briefly what you're doing in New York.
We're doing a play. We're doing a verbatim play. So I popularized verbatim theater where you take the actual courtroom testimony. And everything in the play is only actual courtroom testimony. I did this with Ferguson, used only grand jury testimony to tell the last hours of Michael Brown's life, and the truth turned out to be very different from the media spin. I did this with FBI lovebirds, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page's text messages. And now I'm doing it with the Gosnell testimony and the Gosnell grand jury report. And it's a story of it's a true crime story. It's also a story of redemption. It's a story of death. It's a story of heroes, cops and prosecutors. It's a story of justice, eventual justice. But it's also a story of how the establishment, in order to protect the sacred right of abortion, looked the other way, and hundreds, if not thousands, of babies died. Women, and then several women died. Several women were mutilated. This is a guy who was involved in something called the Mother's Day Massacre in 1973, right? That's what the media called it, the Mother's Day Massacre, where he mutilated 11 women, and he was let kill.
I've never heard this.
Yeah, he was let kill. No one thought that. Well, we need to keep an eye on him. His place was not inspected for almost 20 years. For his last 20
and
years.
And this is in Philadelphia. Yeah. And again, this is always in the poor black neighborhoods. They yeah. feed on the poor. It's just so, it is utterly criminal. It's horrifying.
So we thought we'd bring this play. So what happened was we were doing reenactments for a podcast we're doing on Gosnell. And then I saw that J.J. Abrams, the Uber Hollywood producer, is bringing a play to New York, Oh God, A Show About Abortion. Sorry for the blasphemy. That's the name of the play. Oh, God, A Show About Abortion. And I thought, ooh. It's a one-woman comedy about her abortion.
And who is in that?
Well, Ilana Glazer's presenting the actress, and then the person who's doing it is Alison Levy, who is a writer on The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, if they can laugh about it, we can tell the truth about it. So we're bringing the Gosnell play is running at the same time, and it's in the Chain Theatre, Manhattan. And
the Chain Theatre in Manhattan, and it's this weekend.
Yes, and it's called, for details, gosnellplay.com.
So it's May, what, 13th, 14th, 15th, something like this?
Gosnellplay.com.
So, okay, gosnellplay.com, New York City, May 13th, 14th. The reason I say this is because if anybody's in New York, or if you know anybody in New York, that's the kind of journalism that Ann and Phelim do. It is heroic. It is beautiful that there are folks like you doing this in the Chain Theaters. The website again?
Gosnellplay.com.
Gosnellplay.com. So while you've been here in New York doing this, and I hope people can see it, this story breaks.
Yeah,
that the interview you gave in November in Serbia was conducted with a man who clearly is trying to do you and the film My Son Hunter harm.
Yeah. What a life, you know?
Can you imagine being Hunter Biden's lawyer? This sounds like a joke. It's like being Hitler's grandmother or something. Like what?
I don't know about that. But no, but it's like, you know, Kevin Morris, he claimed to care about Hunter, you know? He claimed to care about addicts, and now he's saying he's his friend and his trusted. If you are Hunter Biden's friend, Kevin Morris, you need to stop running around the world trying to smear people who are telling the truth. You need to look Hunter Biden in the eye and tell him the truth, and tell him he's nothing but an entitled, silver-spooned, woke up in third base and think he got a home run.
thought he had a triple. Whatever. But that's okay. You're from Ireland. You don't have
a home run.
You haven't caught baseball in Ireland.
Woke up in third base, thought he had a touchdown, you know?
Yeah. we're gonna go to a break. Folks, more with Phelim McAleer. Again, the film, which will be coming out this year, it's called My Son Hunter. Meanwhile, the Chain Theaters, you can go to gosnellplay.com. We'll be right back. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to my friend, the journalist, Phelim McAleer. Ann McElhenney is not with us right now, but the two of you have done many very important projects as journalists and artists. Right now in New York, you have this play, gosnellplay.com, where you're telling the truth about abortion. I mean, more than telling the truth. You're revealing one of the most horrific episodes in modern American history.
Yeah.
You're daring to do it in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things I just wanted to say, how vital this is, that you're daring to do this in Manhattan. I live my life as well in Manhattan. On May 31st, we're doing something, it's the antithesis of incendiary or provocative. We're hosting Apollo 16 astronaut Charlie Duke at an event. Anyone who is in New York, I invite you to go to SocratesInTheCity.com and come to that event. But if you're in New York this weekend, you owe it to yourself to see this play. And you said it's GosnellPlay.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you call it verbatim theater.
Yes.
Which is
Every word in that play was taken from a courtroom testimony or from the grand jury report. Every word. It's a great way of telling a story because you've got all these eyewitnesses telling, from all these different points of view about the one incident and about the one series of incidents. And of course, in a courtroom, there's no political slogans allowed. Everything you say has to be backed up by evidence. You know, so therefore, the truth tends to come out. You know,
It's an extraordinary thing. What interests me, Phelim, is that when you have somebody like George W. Bush in the White House or you have somebody like Trump in the White House, the left, which is to say the mainstream media and the entertainment world, they go crazy creating plays and narratives and cartoons and movies, making fun of them. When you have someone in the White House who is as preposterous a cartoon figure as anyone could ever imagine, they don't say one word. It falls to two transplanted Irish people to do this kind of thing.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I mean, the Hunter Biden story should be on Saturday Night Live from beginning to end. It is, it's a gift that keeps on giving, you know. But it's great to be a Democrat. It's great to be a Biden. You get your lawyer flies halfway across the world in a private jet.
Probably Chinese money, right, is paying for this.
It's great. And you don't go to jail. You can take money from foreign countries. You can cut your father in for 10% or 50%. And Saturday Night Live are still talking about Trump, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's amazing. It wasn't even funny when you did it the first time. But it ain't funny this time. You've got Hunter Biden videoing himself doing basically everything, you know. I think you should exercise your brains a little bit, guys, and do something funny.
Well, again, what makes it, you know, really creepy is that when it was Billy Carter in the 70s, it was actually funny. Now it is like pointing a gun at the heart of America. You have as nefarious actors as you can possibly imagine in places like China and Russia, and you have them wanting to use any possible advantage they can against us, and you have a willing hack, corrupt politician saying, hey, if I can make some money in it, keep my kid off the streets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's epic.
It's epic and pathetic. You know, Hunter Biden is is an addict by his own admission. And, you know, Kevin Morris and those people, they're rather than looking him straight in the eye and getting him help, they're facilitating him. They're trying to smear their opponents. Joe Biden, rather than getting his son help, used him as a bagman to enrich his family.
Well, that's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an absolute fact. Yeah. And the emails, you know, and whatever in the laptop shows this. We had Rudolf Giuliani sharing some of this with us here. And listen, it doesn't matter who you like or don't like or whatever. This is a level of reality that we've got to deal with this. You cannot have – I mean, everybody should have compassion for an addict or for – of course. But if that addict is being used in a deeply cynical way, you've got to confront them. I mean, my prayer for Hunter would be that he would come clean, that he would try to let God redeem his life by telling the absolute truth. Truth, because Americans are very forgiving.
Yeah.
And if somebody does that genuinely, we tend to forgive them.
Well, the problem is, you see, leftist America is not very forgiving.
Well, they're not the ones that have to forgive him.
Yes. Yeah. See, Hunter looks around and he sees how people like, you know, Gina Carano's in our movie. She did one tweet. Her career was finished, over, right? So he goes, well, we're not very forgiving. I can't tell the truth. He doesn't know that real America is very forgiving. He doesn't understand.
Yeah. That. Real America, Christian America, conservative America tends to be forgiving of people who come clean and tell the truth. I mean, there are always going to be some cynics, but by and large, your heart goes out to someone if you see that they are a train wreck and then they really tried to improve. But if you double down and hire super high-powered lawyers to fly across in private jets to smear those who are trying to get the truth out. But what it tells most of us, Phelim, is that we know by that kind of behavior – what is at stake?
Yeah. It really brought it home to me. I thought we were in Serbia, you know, making a movie and, you know. But this is big. This is the big leagues.
When you get visited in Serbia, you know somebody must be taking an especial interest in what it is that you're doing to come all the way to Serbia in a private jet.
Yeah.
If they'd flown coach, it would be even more impressive.
Yeah.
But, well, we're out of time. Folks, if you want to see this play in New York, gosnellplay.com. And Phelim and Anne, we will stay on top of this story. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Hey there, folks. Eric Metaxas here. I know you know how much I love Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell and MyPillow right now are offering a BOGO extravaganza. BOGO, buy one, get one. BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you get the buy one, get one free special. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the six-piece towel sets, and the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ERIC. That's the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free. You won't believe it. It's amazing. 800-978-3057 or MyPillow.com. Use the code ERIC.
Folks, very excited right now to have Catherine I can't even pronounce your last name.
Engelbrecht
is close enough. Catherine Engelbrecht, to talk about 2000 Mules, the film. Catherine, you're with True the Vote, and you have been just an absolute hero for years on this subject. But now all of your work comes to fruition in the film 2000 Mules. I have the honor of participating in the film. Tell my audience what you can that they wouldn't know about this film.
How hard it was to get the research to actually make it. It comes across because of Dinesh's talent as a very sort of elegant package. But the true story of how it came to be and the amount of data and the amount of heartache that we had to juggle was significant.
Well, I guess I want to get to that because there are people, let's be honest. If you've seen the film, and again, it's 2,000 Mules, since we're not affiliated with Fox News Channel, we're allowed to promote the film 2,000 Mules. And I want to say that if you've seen the film and if you don't have an animus against what it says, it's rather obvious that it's complicated forensics went into this. And so I love the way people just kind of wave it aside. Catherine, I mean, anybody who knows you or bothers to get to know you knows that you don't take this lightly. You're not some activist. You care about the truth. So describe to my audience who haven't yet seen the film, what is the forensics involved where you're able to pinpoint dramatic levels of criminal activity? I mean, again, this is dramatic doesn't really do it justice. Go ahead.
Right. Absolutely. Well, what we relied upon was cell phone data taken from your apps on your phone. So this is a technology that's really only been in play for the last 4 or 5 years at this level. It is reliant upon apps on your phone that are sending up signals that give a great deal of information about your location, about everything from your lat long to the elevation of the phone, and of course the time. And so with that as the backdrop, as you begin to aggregate apps, you begin to get a very clear picture of what a pattern of life looks like. And that's broadly referred to as geospatial data. So that's the data that we purchased to begin to ferret out the patterns of abuse around drop boxes, which we determined by frequency, how many visits were paid to drop boxes. And you can do that again by creating a basic digital fence. The whole world is geocoded digitally, digital fence around the drop box. And then how many times a cell phone went through that fence. It's a simple equation, far more complicated than it sounds, but it's a simple equation that then after, you know, we have that much data, you can begin to see patterns rather quickly.
So what are people saying? Because I've looked at a couple of articles where people are trying to poke holes in this. And I think, frankly, it's impossible to. If you've seen the film and you're at least halfway honest, I don't know how anybody can possibly poke holes in this, but they're trying. What are they saying?
Sure. I'm seeing three things. The first is just sort of a general attempt to disregard the science behind the geospatial data as if it's inaccurate. And what's curious about that is the same data that we used is the same type of data is what's being used in the J6 committee and was used to arrest hundreds of people. The same data was used by the CDC to make sure that people socially distanced and stayed in their homes. This is it's used by law enforcement all day, every day. I mean, military uses it to call in drone strikes. This is very exacting data. So to dismiss it it just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's you can't be intellectually honest and dismiss the data. That's number one. Number two is we're hearing people say, well, why didn't you show the same person going to multiple drop boxes? And that's a fair ask. The fact is that we have the video that you saw was remarkably clear. And that was true in about two of the dozens of cameras that we retained the video for. Most of the video is awful, is pointed at the ground, is pointed at a corner, is the lens is covered with debris, it's or it wasn't there at all. And so while we have video that shows, and we know this because of the geocode, we know this because of the pings, we know it's the same person. But, you know, you're expecting, people I think are expecting to see on the big screen, you know, the full frontal of these people going box to box to box. And I wish that were the case, but it's just, you know, the thought that anybody was using this video as video surveillance is just not true. So that was the second thing. And then the third thing, I think, is a question about how do you know what's being put into the Dropbox? And that's a longer story for a different day about the exploitation of dirty voter rolls.
Well, I want to have you back, but in a couple of minutes that we have left, people often just don't want to believe that this happened, or they want to minimize it, or they want to make it sound like you're making something of nothing. You're making it sound significant when it's just minimal stuff. But you do have the goods. In other words, you have a lot of hours. You have a lot of data that you were not able to put into the movie, which I know you will be releasing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's also, you know, our point in all of this is a failure of process. This is an exploitation of vulnerable communities. It's voter abuse. I mean, we really have to look at what this really means on both sides of the aisle when you have a process like this that can be so easily abused.
It really is. It's just unbelievable. Again, having watched the film a couple of times now, it just beggars belief that the breadth of this operation. I mean, how many people are out there wanting to make a buck, willing to keep their mouths shut, look the other way, to do something? Maybe they think they're helping, you know, their team. Maybe they hated Trump and they thought, well, you know what, we're not doing anything really, really wrong. And the more you look into it, the more staggering the breadth of it is, that this happened all around the country. We're talking many, many, many thousands of criminal actors. We're going to be right back, a final couple of minutes, with Catherine Engelbrecht. True the Vote is the website. True the Vote. That you've left behind. When you think it over, do you ever wonder what it is? Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Catherine Engelbrecht, who is with True the Vote, and who really is the principal player behind getting the evidence that Dinesh D'Souza put in his movie 2000 Mules. It's simply astonishing. Every single American needs to know what happened, and we have to get the word out. Catherine, I just want to ask you, what has been going on? Well, actually, before I ask you that, what is True the Vote, and how can people find out more about True the Vote and what you're doing?
You can check out truethevote.org. True the Vote is all about the power of citizen engagement and encouraging people to take action. In the 2020 cycle, we became more involved in, let's just call it, election intelligence, the use of this research to try to expose what was happening. But in the end, it all comes back to the American people. So it's about getting citizens involved, and there are all kinds of things that you can see and do from our website.
TrueTheVote.org.
Right.
And it seems to me, you know, if you want to know who are the good guys and the bad guys, all you have to do is see how people behave. And it seems obvious that people have tried to cancel the film. They have tried to wipe it out on Rumble. They've tried to mess with True the Vote. We see this happening over and over and over. There are these really evil people. They don't want the truth to get out about what happened. What is the latest on this? Because like every day there's some new piece of somebody playing some game to squash this.
Well, probably the most recent is we were kicked out of our supercomputer lease space. OPSEC was, Greg's team was. So, you know, that, well, I shouldn't say kicked out as much as they just, our lease was set to renew and they're not renewing it next month for this. So there's a lot of things like that that occur. But look, we knew what we were signing up for. We knew this is going to be a war.
And it is a war, but I mean, I was very encouraged. You were with us the other day in Las Vegas doing this virtual premiere, and to think that 80,000 people tuned in, and many more tried to get in. My wife was among them, and it had been shut down by that point. You could only get 80,000. But the idea that 80,000 people tuned in for this virtual premiere, these are engaged citizens, and I think more and more people are realizing, if I don't do something, if I don't spread the word about this, I am to blame for the corruption and for what's going on. What is your hope in terms of arrests? Everybody keeps asking, is anybody going to get arrested? What do you suppose might be coming?
Well, look, I have great hope, but I also know that these are very long and involved investigations. And to really get to the source, you have to track the money. And this will involve law enforcement stepping in and using the tools that they have that, that frankly, we don't, to do just that, to really peel the layers back. I'm very hopeful, but it is so, you know, this is such a highly charged subject, and the vast majority of law enforcement would rather just scrape this, you know, under the rug and pretend like it never happened. So we'll see. I'm hopeful, but regardless,
but we know that
on.
There are some good folks out there. Listen, how many
Absolutely.
Americans have been praying and praying and praying that somebody will step up? We know that it will happen. Catherine Engelbrecht, we're really grateful to God for you, for your courage in the midst of this. You represent millions, scores of millions of Americans who want to know what happened. I want to tell people, please see 2000 Mules. You can go to 2000mules.com and do whatever you can just to get the word out, because our nation will no longer be a nation if we don't know that our elections are safe and secure. So Catherine Engelbrecht and everybody involved in 2000 Mules, God bless you and thank you for being with us. We've all seen the atrocities being perpetrated on the people of Ukraine, a country where 70% of their people profess to be Christians. CSI is providing food, shelter, medicine, and supplies for our brothers and sisters fleeing their homeland. For $280, you can provide life-saving aid for a month for a refugee, primarily women and children, just $280. Maybe you can give more, 888-253-3522 or MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.